Obama had run as a kind of anti-war candidate in his fairy tale 2008 campaign, and when it turned out that he was a hard-bitten pragmatist in this and other areas, many of his supporters were surprised. Obama expanded the war on terror to an awesome extent, while making it sustainable for a domestic audience in a way his predecessor never did, in part because Obama understood the political uses of transforming American warfare in a humane direction. In just the first few months of 2009, after Obama took the oath of office, the initial metamorphosis of American war into humane form was achieved. As the worst sins of the prior administration were disowned, Obama's lawyers claimed authority to continue war indefinitely across space and time, devising formal legal frameworks for targeted killings. The rise of the armed drone empire under Obama's watch was merely the symbol of the extension and expansion of endless war. Lawyerliness suffused the Obama administration, observed Charlie Savage, the New York Times reporter who broke many explosive national security stories during the Obama years. But that lawyerliness often served as an elaborate rationalization process. The president's men and women, Savage has written, were trying to fight al-Qaeda while adhering to what they saw as the rule of law. Though what they saw as the rule of law meant little more than self-regulation, their commitment to humane standards of fighting war, while by no means perfect in legal theory or military practice, had rhetorical power for some Americans, significant effects on the fighting itself, and helped produce endless war. Obama continued a process begun in the later Bush years, but he more credibly advertised the country's uprightness as steward of the least brutal form of war possible. And he transformed the war on terror itself. Expansion and humanization went together, branding Obama's wars with an ominous trademark. Beyond its other shortcomings, the transformation of American war incurred a gargantuan risk that its defenders and its opponents largely failed to notice before it was too late.